Hello and welcome to the Inner Call podcast. This is so exciting. It's a brand new podcast and I am delighted to welcome you to it. My name is Fleur. I am an intuitive teacher. I teach intuition. I teach you how to connect to yourself. I'm a spiritual author and I'm here. I'm here as the host of this podcast, The Inner Call. What is an inner call? What is intuition? What is the spirit within you? That is what this entire podcast is about, because I believe that every single person, every single one of you listening, has a spirit. That is the part of you, the consciousness, the life force, the soul, anything that's not the physical. And it's speaking to you every single day. The language of that spirit, of that deep down spiritual intelligence, is intuition. It's the inner call, and it's speaking to you all day long, every day. But so often, we don't recognize the words that it comes in, the sensations of how it arises, how it's translated by the body. Or it may be that you haven't really created any space to hear it. Or perhaps you're hearing it, but you're not trusting it. And this podcast is meant to give you the inspiration to start trusting. It's meant to give you the inspiration to know it's possible. And it's meant to allow you to see, like truly see, that the people who follow their inner call are the visionaries, are the ones living their most expansive life, are the ones creating the life that they want to live. I know this because I have given readings for the last 14 years. I've worked with over 16,000 people, and I would categorize the people that are truly living their most expansive life as perhaps the top 5%. When I would sit in front of somebody who was really living their most expansive life, I realized that they were not paying attention to the external world, the external feedback that they received, but they were paying more attention to the internal feedback. It didn't mean that they didn't go asking for advice or information or more knowledge, but they would take and gather all of that up and they would allow their own spirit to make the next decision for them. They knew that the internal feedback, the inner call, the intuition, was most important. And I saw it time and time again. I saw it in people creating in the arts. I saw it with businessmen. I saw it with people just wanting to create beautiful relationships in their life. I saw it in health. I saw it in everything. And there are a million examples of this. But I wanted to bring some of those people to you. I wanted you to hear their stories, because trusting that inner call and knowing how your intuition speaks to you, it doesn't really happen overnight. Every single person has a spirit. Every single person has an intuition. Every single person has access to it. But it's very likely that at some point in childhood, you abandoned yourself in favor of the external. And the journey back to inner call, the journey back to you, the true you, is not always the easiest. It's the external that is trying to persuade you to do it their way, right? Take a look at social media, take a look at your TV, take a look at really any book out there. It's going to have conflicting information about what's best for you or how you should be living your life. And it becomes very easy to get swayed by that. Doesn't mean all of that stuff isn't fantastic or here to help you. But if you forget the inner call, if you forget the intuition, none of that can really guide you into the direction that's most expansive for you. And when I would speak with people who were really living this life of an inner call, I found that it wasn't an easy journey for them either. They had to find their way back to themselves. There were obstacles. There were moments, years, where the external was telling them, "You're crazy. You can't do that. That's never gonna work out. Why do you want to pursue this? Why do you want to go there? Why do you want to eat that way or do that thing or invest in yourself in this way that didn't make any sense to anybody else?" And that's the challenge of the inner call. But what those same people have seen is that by listening and finding their intuition, that's when life was really starting to flow. It's really important to get this inspiration from others. And especially if you're wanting to develop your inner call, your intuition, I'll tell you why. When you have a limiting belief around anything, that intuition isn't possible for you, or that you can't access it, or that it doesn't help, when you have that limiting belief, then it cannot help you. Now, let's think about limiting belief for a moment. I love this story. Back in 1954, It was believed, physiologically believed, that no one could run a 4-minute mile. Like, we, as a human species, thought that's impossible. The human body cannot do it. But then, in 1954, somebody did it. And within a year and a half, a bunch of other people did it too. Now, what does that tell us? It tells us about belief systems, that when we believe something to be true, we can actually achieve it. But if we don't believe it to be true, it seems impossible. I want to apply that same logic to this podcast, that by listening to this show, by surrounding yourself by like-minded people on this show, you start developing the true belief that maybe there is an inner call, and maybe you do have it, and maybe intuition is actually very real for you too. Because the people on this show aren't more special than you. They don't have abilities that are different from you. That was the other thing I really learned in readings. It wasn't that the person sitting in front of me had something that others didn't. It was simply that they knew how to tune into themselves. And that is something that I absolutely know everyone is capable of. So by listening to this podcast and by listening to the guests, the ideas, the inspiration, the challenges, you're going to be closer to that intuitive voice for yourself. Every single episode, I'm going to ask these guests, how did you get through the tough times? I'm going to ask these guests, how does your intuition speak to you? Because it's different for every single person, and there might be little bits in there that you go, ah, that's me. Like, that applies to me. And I'm going to ask them about their personal practices. What do they do every single day to make it so that they stay in alignment with themselves, so that they stay healthy, so that they feel that they're manifesting the life that they want to manifest? On top of that, I'm going to help you develop your intuition with little tidbits, with guidance, with meditations, so that by listening to this podcast, over time, that intuition is going to start rising for you without really any work. You just got to listen, just got to tune in. That's all. That's all you need to do in order for this to start developing itself in you. I'm so excited for this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. It's completely new. You know, this is a new venture for me. So I would love it if you wrote a review, if you gave me a couple stars, if you subscribed, because this is also an investment in you. It's your journey. If you want to be intuitive, if you want to live your most expansive life, this is the place to be. And I can't wait for you to get connected to your own inner call.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.